From Hollywood, it's the Smiley Burnett Show.
Well, I might have gone fishing.
Might have gone fishing.
Got to thinking it over.
Thinking it over.
The road to the river.
Ooh, it's a mighty long way.
It's a mighty long way.
Yes, it's the Smiley Burnett Show transcribed with music by the Whippoorwills, songs by Sweet Georgia Brown and the Gay Rancheros, yours truly, Joe Slattery, and starring the clown prince of Western pictures, Smiley Burnett. Now, here's that big bag of hot air that the carnival left. Smiley Burnett!
Oh, man, that was a good one there.
Oh, howdy,
Joe.
Howdy, Joe. Howdy do, Smiley. Say, did you find out what that terrible noise was we heard last night getting out of your place?
Oh, I sure did. It was Charlie McQuarrie turning a corner right due south of my house.
Well, how come all the noise?
There ain't no corner there.
Oh!
Did I ever tell you about the time McQuarrie's boss caught him at the ball game, Joe?
No, I haven't heard this one. What happened?
Well, McQuarrie's boss came in and tapped him on the shoulder and said, "So, this is your uncle's funeral."
Uh-oh, what did McQuarrie say?
Well, sir, he says it sure looks like it. He's the umpire down there.
Nothing could be finer than to be in Carolina in the morning. No one could be sweeter than my sweetie when I meet her in the morning. When the morning glories flying around the door, whispering pretty stories, I long to hear once more. Strolling with my girlie when the dew is pearly early in the morning. Butterflies all flutter up and kiss each little buttercup at dawn. If I had a Aladdin's lamp for only a day, I'd make a wish, and here's what I'd say. Nothing could be finer than to be in Carolina in the morning. If I had a Aladdin's lamp for only a day, I'd make a wish, and here's what I'd say. Nothing could be finer than to be in Carolina in the morning.
Flattery, McQuarrie told me to tell you that he appreciates those spirits that you sent him for his birthday.
Oh, he did?
Yes.
Well, good.
He said it was just right.
Just right.
Yes,
now,
he said if it had been any worse, he couldn't have drunk it. If it had been any better, you wouldn't have given it to him. Good old McQuarrie.
You betcha.
What's next on the program,
oh,
Joe?
Oh, now's that important moment, Smiley.
Is this the time for the sponsor?
Sure is.
All right, gang, let's listen to what the man's got to say today. You know, I've always said, well, old frog, I'm the biggest liar in the world, but you know I've run plumb out of lies. Now, in your opinion, fellas, if I was looking for the number one liar, who would that be, huh?
Charlie
McCoy. And the number two liar?
Tommy Duncan.
Oh, yeah. Come in, prevaricator. Well, you know what kind of a reputation you got around here, Duncan.
Did I ever tell you about the time my two uncles got the job tasting liquor down
east? That's what I wanted to get you started on. Let's hear one, boy.
They got the job tasting liquor. You know, they tasted to see if it's all right, and then it went on out and they sold it.
They was professional liquor tasters.
That's right.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Well, they run up again a problem one day. One of them, the first one he tasted, there said it tastes like brass.
It tasted like brass, yeah.
The other said, no, it tastes like leather.
Tastes like leather. They had an argument, huh?
Yeah. Well, it turned out they were both right because after they had drank all of the liquor that was in the barrel, they looked down in the bottom of the barrel and there was a little brass tack with a leather washer.
Oh! That's a good one. You'll have to sing your way out of that, and you know that. Let's hear you, Tom.
Okay.
You ought to see my blue-eyed Sally. She lives way down on Shinbone Alley. The number on the gate, the number on the door, and the next house over is a grocery store.
Stay all night, stay a little longer. Dance all night, dance a little longer. Pull off your coat, throw it in the corner. Don't see why you don't stay a little longer.
Can't go home if you're going by the mill, cause the bridge washed out at the bottom of the hill. Big creek's up and the big creek's level. Plow my corn with a double shovel.
Stay all night, stay a little longer. Dance all night, dance a little longer. Pull off your coat, throw it in the corner. Don't see why you don't stay a little longer.
Sitting in the window, singing to my love, and slop bucket fell from the window above. Mule and a grasshopper eating ice cream. Mule got sick and my lady moaned a bean.
Stay all night, stay a little longer. Dance all night, dance a little longer. Pull off your coat, throw it in the corner. Don't see why you don't stay a little longer.
Grab your gal and pat her on the head. If she don't like biscuits, feed her cornbread. The girl's on Big Creek about half grown. Jump on a man like a dog on a bone.
Stay all night, stay a little longer. Dance all night,
much Tommy Duncan, and by the way, you wrote that song, didn't you?
Yeah, but don't hold it against me.
Any of you folks that ever happened around your record store, why, don't forget now to buy those Tommy Duncan records when you go down there. Remember now, Tommy Duncan.
On intro.
On intro. Our doggies, we're always glad to have guests on our show. Yes, sir? I get out myself once in a while and pay visits to people, and while back I was up to New York and I writ this song because I was sure glad to get home. It's called Hat Check Girl. Hit me a chord there, will you? The more I sing that home on the range, the longer I stay where the people are strange, the stronger that feeling to be on my way. I can't put it off, so I'm leaving today. Oh, Hat Check Girl, won't you hand me down my sets, for I'm heading out Montana way. City lights, I'm a-gonna leave you. You'll find me where the deer and the antelope play. Ooh, here comes the Pensy. I'm holding seat number 29. Red cap man, you're kind of expensive. You're getting my last dime. Oh, conductor, please, here's a mile of ticket, for I'm going one way. And if they say what happened to the cowboys, you'll find me where the deer and the antelope play. Oh, hat check girl, hand me down my set, I'm heading out Montana way. City lights, I'm gonna leave you. You'll find me where the deer and the antelope play. I'm holding seat number 29. Red cap man, you're kind of expensive. You'll get my last dime. Now look here, conductor. Oh, please, man, here's a mile of tickets. For I'm going one way. Now if they say what happened to that fat cowboy, you'll find me where the deer and the antelope play. Well, you'll find me where the deer and the antelope play. Thank you. philosophy before we go here now.
All right, Smiley.
Yeah, that's what they call me, the wizard, you know.
Wizard, huh?
Oh, yeah. This philosophy I'm going to hand out today is this. When you get to your end of your rope, just tie a knot in it and hang on for dear life, bub. Everybody had fun today?
Yes, sir.
Oh, great. We always have fun around here, don't we? Yes, sir. That's what we're here for. We hope you folks had fun listening to us. We're going to be back again soon, and you're invited to be with us. And until we see you, this old Smiley Burnett saying, speak well of me, I'll just dare you to talk about me, and goodbye now.
You've been listening to the Smiley Burnett Show with Sweet Georgia Brown, the Gay Rancheros, music by the Whippoorwills, and starring Stumbling Smiley Burnett. Joe Slattery speaking. The Smiley Burnett Show is produced and transcribed in Hollywood.